This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
And I'm Wallace Watkins.
I think we're on slippery slopes here.
That's State Senator Gerald Long reacting to a House-approved bill allowing the ag centers to research the growing of cannabis as industrial hemp.
You can smoke all the hemp you want. You will not get a high.
Representative Jack Montese, the bill's author, says this research is permitted under the 2014 federal farm bill.
The percentage of THC in industrial hemp is 0.03. In marijuana, it's from 5 to 20%.
The Senate Agriculture Committee said no.
Meanwhile, in the House Health Committee, Senator Fred Mills' bill to expand the types of diseases treatable with medical marijuana was being debated.
We'll be back next year, because next year we want smokable marijuana to help these patients.
In other words, this too is a slippery slope. Mills' bill also involves the ag centers.
We're asking LSU and Southern Ag Schools to basically determine, can they make this model work? Can they start cultivation? And we're telling them by September. There's probably a year and a half or 2 years away from commercially being available.
An hour of testimony was given in objection, including this warning from the DA Association's Pete Adams.
In the not-too-distant future, we'll be hearing a bill on legalization of marijuana.
Still, the House committee approved the bill.
So it was yes on medical marijuana, no on industrial hemp, even though State Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain reminded everyone.
Medical marijuana is not permissible under federal law. However, cannabis for industrial hemp is permissible under federal law.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
And I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.